Jerry Bader Show, 1036. Did you get a static shock over there? I just got a static shock on my laptop. It happens this time of year where, you know how it is. The conditions, humidity conditions. You moved over there and you got a static zapper. It's like the line from Apollo 13, like driving a toaster through a car wash. Yeah, pretty much. It happens every year. If Kelly Meyer is listening in Sheboygan, he's just laughing at you. Because that studio, in the WHBL studio, was like a death penalty chamber. It was like being strapped into old Sparky. You couldn't touch anything. Our engineer, Tim, put this strip of copper or something to, you know, lit and touch it and try to defuse yourself. And it would pop all the mic pots open. I mean, it was the most ridiculous. He put this rod in the floor, like a lightning rod thing coming down with a cable. Go ask him. He works in this building. So, yeah, you ask him about that. It's bad in here, though. It is. I just got zapped on my laptop. I hate static shocks. I'm such a wimp about that. It's the surprise. It's not the pain. Although I've had some bad ones. Yeah, I have. Absolutely. Speaking of surprises, I've been making a prediction that is either going to make me look brilliant or really stupid. If I'm right about this one, I'm going to look really, really, really smart. If I'm wrong, I'm going to look really, really, really dumb. And I am admitting that I could be wrong and that it's subject to change. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've figured out what that prediction is. I have been predicting for what, a year? 6 months to a year that Hillary Clinton is not running for president. I also admit I could be wrong about that. And what I keep saying is, as of today, I don't think she's running for president, but I believe that she is under tremendous pressure to run. And you're all, well, why do you say that? What do you know? What do you know? What do you know? I'm not saying I know anything about this. What I'm saying is I have a feeling, a strong feeling, that everything you're seeing right now, and what I am doing here is reading the tea leaves a little bit. When people say things like, well, she's running, she just doesn't know she's running. And Kathleen Falk in Wisconsin and others have said and done things that illustrate to me that they are begging her to get in, but that she's not in. But the pressure, I'm sure, is tremendous. Just tremendous. Now, here's the other thing that's happening, though. The longer Hillary is like, well, maybe I will, maybe I won't, maybe I will, other women are seriously considering this. One name has already been thrown out there, Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts. One that I think is very possible, and I'm not the first to bring this up. Ala Pundit, I believe it was, or was it Jazz Shaw? Maybe it was Jazz Shaw at hotair.com. Said Kirsten Gillibrand, U.S. Senator from New York, former House member. As a House member, she was a blue dog. As a senator, she has moved far to the left. This is a long, long piece, and I cannot possibly share it all with you. It's like 11 printed pages. So I can't share the whole thing with you. It's 9. I'm sorry, I lied. It's 9 printed pages. It's written by Noam Scheiber of New Republic. He says, Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare, Elizabeth Warren. He then goes in to make the case, and I find this fascinating, that Hillary Clinton is too centrist, that what you have seen happen, particularly with young voters, is they have moved so far to the left. In fact, he cites a recent survey, but it's actually from 2011, where for people 18 to 30, they have they give socialism a better favorability rating than capitalism. His argument is that 99% Occupy crap, that has stuck. That has stuck with that young voter bloc. He also points to the recent election of de Blasio as mayor of New York, a far, far, far lefty. And that he's going to pull New York dramatically to the left. He is. There's no question about that. He's going to do that. Now, I think it's more, though, I don't know that a far-left candidate winning the day in New York is an indicator that America is ready to go far left in the presidential campaign. But his thesis is fascinating, that Elizabeth Warren is a huge threat to Hillary Clinton running to her left because that's a winning formula in a primary. That in a Democratic primary, Elizabeth Warren would, he's saying, would very possibly defeat Hillary Clinton because Hillary represents the old triangulating centrist Bill Clinton politics of the 90s, which doesn't play anymore in primary politics. And that we just don't know this because we haven't had a primary since, well, the last time Hillary ran on the Democratic side in 2008. And although the mainstream media tries to hide it, and everybody calls Barack Obama a centrist, they try to, his supporters, in reality, we know that President Obama has pulled the country very far left, and he is very far left. And in fact, Hillary Clinton is to his right. The argument is now what Barack Obama started is a movement to the far left. He's giving up the game here. He doesn't realize it, but he's giving up the game. And that Warren, running to Hillary's left, could likely defeat her in a primary. Now, I don't know if he's right about this. I don't. But if Pocahontas, you know why she's called that, right? Elizabeth Warren claimed to have this Native American heritage, and somebody came up with Pocahontas, which is brilliant. If she could, in fact, run to her left and win. Now think about this, because what's the debate going on the right of center side? The conventional wisdom is Republicans need a Chris Christie, a big tent kind of guy, where he gets blacks and Hispanics. He's what the Republican Party's been thirsting for. However, the Tea Party right is like, nah, he doesn't pass our litmus test. So, you could have the same thing going on the other side? That you have the same purity test in reverse going on the other side. That Hillary Clinton isn't liberal enough. And that it needs to be Elizabeth Warren. Now, most of the far-left wacko liberals that communicate with me on email, every time I say she's not running, that's just wishful thinking on your part. She's going to be the greatest president ever. Will they? Yeah, you're right, Jason. I said it wrong. Ever? And what do they do if Elizabeth Warren does get in? Okay. Now, let's go back to my theory that she's not running at all. Is Elizabeth Warren talk as strong as it is because Hillary's not running? I think it's a strong possibility. But let's just for this conversation say that I'm wrong and Hillary is running. Okay? So what Noam Scheiber is arguing here is that Hillary would be threatened by someone to her right. What on this, to her left, I'm sorry, to her left, that Warren would, you know, that Hillary would be perceived as being too conservative. And Warren would be the answer for the liberal base. You've got the same thing going on my side. Chris Christie is too conservative. We need someone or too moderate. We need someone from the far right. It's just mirror images. But here's the difference. establishment Republicans are arguing that Christie can't win because he's not. Establishment Republicans are arguing Christie can win, and that someone to his right can't win. It's the reverse over there, that Hillary can't win because she's centrist. The Republican establishment is saying Christie can win because he's centrist. And now what you're saying, oh, we need someone to her left. Conventional wisdom is the far right could blow this for our side, and he's saying the far left could win it for his side, at least a primary. Were Chris Christie to get the nomination, he would destroy Elizabeth Warren. He would destroy her because she is a far radical lefty. But what Schreiber hangs his hat on in this theory is this, that the 18 to 30-year-old voters in America have gone to that socialist, Occupy 99% stuff. And that's her. It's also Bill de Blasio in New York City. And the argument is that that is what's winning right now with that 18 to 30. That's what's winning. And a socialist could actually get that vote or near socialist talk in a primary. Now, here is another thing, though. Joe Biden is going to run. Joe Biden is going to run for president. There has never been a time when a party abandoned a sitting vice president for a challenger for the presidential nomination. How would that work out? A woman caller says no woman will ever be president because God won't allow it. As it says in the Bible, no woman shall ever rule over man. Don't tell that to Angela Merkel. I want to get to something else in 3 minutes. Is there another Trayvon Martin out there? It's 10:48.
Jerry Bader Show.